بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذا شارف بلا الشيخ علي بالله رومي وقت دوره قطب دوره حضر شاہ کی محمد اقتصا و دام اللہ فیودہم. زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں, بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں, بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں. یہ سمندر ہے وہ, یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں, یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں. زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. جانے کیا دوستو لطف آہو فغا, جانے کیا دوستو لطف آہو فغا. درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں, درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں, اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے, صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے, صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے, بن کے رہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں, بن کے رہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں. زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں, اس کی منبر پہ تقریر بے کیف ہے, اس کی منبر پہ تقریر بے کیف ہے. کیوں درد دل خاک میں جس کے شامل نہیں, درد دل خاک میں جس کے شامل نہیں, اس کی منبر پہ تقریر بے کیف ہے. درد دل خاک میں جس کے شامل نہیں, اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا, جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا, اس کے سینے میں دل, اس کے سینے میں دل ہے مگر دل نہیں, اس کے سینے میں دل
ہے مگر دل نہیں، سارے عالم میں اختر کی ہے یہ صدا، سارے عالم میں اختر کی ہے یہ صدا، وہ کمینہ ہے جو ان کا سائل نہیں، وہ کمینہ ہے جو ان کا سائل نہیں، زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں، اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں، بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں، یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں، یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں، صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے، بن کے راہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں، بن کے راہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں، اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں، زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں۔
غائل کا کیا صحیح ترجمہ ہوگا؟ انہیں نہیں لکھا۔ الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين۔ صدق الله مولانا العظيم۔ زخم الفت سے جو قلب گھائل نہیں، that heart which is not wounded by the love of Allah Ta'ala, that heart which is not affected, which has not been colored, which has not been wounded with the love of Allah Ta'ala, what is the condition of such a heart? Zakhme ulfat se jo qalb ghail nahi, ahle ulfat ki janib wo mail nahi. Such a heart does not incline towards Allah wala. It's natural. A person, for example, small boys who like their sports, they interested in sports people. So if any sportsman has to come, they'll all run towards him. People who are interested in some whatever other field, they will go in that field. Person who is interested in fiqh, in deen, and a great faqih comes, so they will take maximum benefit, they will go to him. So a person whose heart has been affected with the love of Allah, in fact the wound is in the heart of the love of Allah, he will immediately recognize the lovers of Allah and he'll run towards the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. But a person who is not in that field, who hasn't found the love, who is not affected with the love of Allah, he won't even be interested in people who come who have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Behre ulfat ka koi kinara kaha, where is there any shore of the sea of the love of Allah Ta'ala? Allah is infinite and unlimited. The love of Allah is also infinite and unlimited. And it is for this reason that the lovers of Allah Ta'ala do not become depressed, and neither do they commit suicide, etc. Because in other fields, when we were studying in India, it was the time, the 70s, and the time of the hippies. Lot of hippies everywhere. So lot of whites also should come, and we should get a chance to speak English to somebody. So we should make conversation with them if we met anyone on a train, etc. And from many of them, what we realized, they were extremely wealthy people. And they had experienced everything in the world. So much so that some of them, they had the desire of building a ship. They built their own ships also. And they sailed on the seas with their ships also. In other words, whatever their desires. But then came a stage, now what? Everything has been done. Now what after this? In whatever field you can think, and they had their interest, they fulfilled all their desires. So there was nothing in front now. Because of that, now they turned to become like hippies. Put there, they were like hobos, just traveling around, just sleeping anywhere, eating whatever they get, though they were so wealthy people. That's how their lives became. But a person who looks for Allah, and Allah is unlimited, so he never reaches the end. No matter how much he goes in the love of Allah, in the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah is infinite. So he never reaches now what? Because Allah is unlimited. And you cannot, so to say, capture Allah complete. Get the complete ma'rifat of Allah. Get the complete, Allah is unlimited. So you just carry on and on. So bahre ulfat ka koi kinara kaha. Where is there a shore in the sea of the love of Allah? There is no shore. You just carry on swimming all the time. And that takes you to higher heights all the time. And you reach no end. Or like one Maulana explained, like when there is a jalsa, there are 10, 12 speakers who are coming. The one speaker has spoken, who is number 5. Now his time is up. Everyone sees 40 minutes. So all look now, who is the next speaker? So now you want the next speaker. Now you know my interest. Now the minute the next speaker is come walking on the stage, everyone's eyes go off the speaker. Now everyone's eyes are on that speaker. When the next speaker comes again, everyone's eyes are off the speaker. They're on the next speaker. After Allah, there is no one. So you just don't go anywhere else. You are all the time fixed to Allah Ta'ala. There is no that now this God is finished, now another God is coming. No, Allah is one and infinite in time, in space, in everything. So Allah just carries on. So you never get satisfied. You just carry on in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye samandar hai, wo jiska sahil nahi. This is that sea that has got no shore. In the ma'rifat of Allah, in the love of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah, there is nothing that you can say, now I've done everything. You just carry on and on all the time. Jaane kya dosto, lutfe aho fuga. What can friends understand? What is that crying and sobbing to Allah Ta'ala? That in other words, a person who never knew what love is. There are many people who even got married, but they never knew what love is. They just passing their days, they got married, fulfilling rights also, having children also. But that feeling of love, what it is, many unfortunately are deprived of it. And those who have it also, many love gets lost on the way, with the fights in between and all that. Now it's just a matter of staying together. So what do they know, what is closeness and what is love? To be in love, what it is, those people who don't have that, some people misinterpret lust as love. Lust is completely something else. Love is something else. Love is an outgoing thing that you offering, you are sacrificing, you are humbling. Not that you want something all the time. You humble yourself, you give yourself. So that is that love when you have for somebody and that enjoyment. So those people, darde ulfat ka jo qalb hamil nahi. That heart that hasn't got love in it, what does it know the stories of love? And what does it know to be in love? And what does it know to show love? And what does it know to appreciate love? That heart that hasn't got love. In ibadat also, there are many people, tahajjud guzar, lot of nafil ibadat, rozas, everything. But the love of Allah is not part of it. They are doing it as a duty. There is one person, even if your job becomes your hobby. If your job also becomes your hobby, how you enjoy your job? But if it is not, you don't have enjoyment. It's a duty. When you get up in the morning, you don't feel like getting up. You are lazy. You'll just lie in bed. You don't want to go to make wuzu or to go toilet also. You'll look for excuses all the time. But when your job becomes your hobby, how you look forward to it? If tahajjud has become your hobby, the love of Allah, then how keen, you're getting up 5-10 minutes earlier than your time, 15 minutes earlier. But if you haven't got that love, the watch rings, alright, another 10 minutes, put it another, I'll get up just now. I'll put it off a bit later, when there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this love is a great thing. Very fortunate are those people who are blessed with this love of Allah Ta'ala. Mashayikh, when they train their murids, today unfortunately, generally we don't have those khanqas also, where people can come anytime. One person who came, wanted to make his islah. The Shaykh, so he doesn't know what is love. Where is he going to know? And Allah is not to be seen. So he asked him that, what do you love? And it took him a long time to analyze. Then in India, main asset is a buffalo, a cow. That means a lot to a person. So he made him visualize and concentrate on his buffalo for 6 months and increased his love. Then when love came in his heart for his buffalo, then now he turned the love to Allah. First you must have love. If you haven't got love, how are you going to have contact with Allah? First you have to have love. But these are the work of great experts. We can't, that the love of some material thing we create in a person. No, these were the words of the work of those people, rasikhin fil ilm, that they were deep in this field. So they created first the love of something which that person could create love. When he had that love, then they turned that love to Allah Ta'ala. So the capacity of love is a great gift, and it is from Allah Ta'ala. That heart that hasn't got it, what does that love, what does that heart know what ash'ar are? For them it's a pastime, these people all musical tones and passing their time, sing song things, etc. Those who don't know what that love is, they can't appreciate this. Which our Shaykh Muhammad Barakatum gives an example. Small children, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old boys. For them, the cricket, soccer means so much to them. And big boys speak about girls, they say, hey, they're wasting time. Their soccer is more important to them. But when they will become baligh, then see how their condition will change. So a person who is not baligh in the love of Allah, all other ibadat, etc., will also amuse that person. And he'll think these people who are engaged in the love of Allah, they wait, but when he'll get a chaska, when he'll get a taste, when the bug of the love of Allah will bite him, then see what his condition will become. So those who don't have it, they are deprived, they are denied of a great treasure. Sohbat-e Shaykh se jo bhi mehroom hai. And where does this one get this? From the company of the mashayikh. When a person stays with mashayikh, then he will learn the love of Allah. Allah you can't see, but your shaykh you can see. Balki rehbar bhi wo shaykh e kamil nahi. That person, his other conditions are good now, ibadat is good, his appearance, Islamic dress, all etc. Shaykh will give him ijazat also. He'll be a khalifa also. He'll have murids also, but he won't be a shaykh e kamil. If he hasn't got he comes in the proper company of the shaykh, stays properly, and he doesn't become the desire of the shaykh, the love of the shaykh, doesn't come in that person, though he'll get khilafat also, he'll make lot of ibadat also, he'll have murids also, he'll have a khanqa also, but he won't be shaykh-e-kamil. Shaykh-e-kamil is that person who has the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Allah Ta'ala are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. From them a person will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Uski minbar par taqreer be kaif hai. His bayan on the minbar he will give, but there won't be quality in that bayan. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi himself says, when he was young, full of josh, lot of knowledge, and what knowledge from Allah had blessed Maulana right from the beginning with great, great, great knowledge. And in fact, when he was still so young, and the presence of people like Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Ambedkar Rahmatullah Ali, people like Maulana Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, they should say, when Maulana Thanvi is present, nobody else can make bayan. He has to make bayan. His knowledge was such. But he says, before he made contact with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he should make bayan, he should shake in his bayan, yeah, with josh. The minbar should shake also. The masjid should shake as though the masjid shakes. But nobody's heart shook at all. But when he made ta'alluq with Maulana Shaykh Ali, what Hazrat Haji Imdad Allah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. And now that love of Allah was now part of the lecture. Now that salt and that masalas of the love of Allah came. He says, now simple lectures, no shaking and jumping and no nara-e takbir, nothing. But the zalzala parta tha logo ke dilo ke. The hearts, there were earthquakes on the hearts of the people. How their hearts had changed. This is when a person has connection with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And when this happens, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains, such a person doesn't prepare bayans then. The subject matter just comes from Allah ta'ala. It is like now, your heart is connected to the sea. The sea water never comes to an end. The pipe going to the sea, so you are getting fuel from there. If you're driving in your car, 600 kilometers, 800 kilometers, your tank can take you, but then it's finished. But if you have a car that is connected all the time with the depot, and the depot is such that there is no end to that, like the sea, then that car doesn't have to refuel. That car just moves on and on, the fuel is just coming all the time. So that heart that is connected with Allah, subject matter just comes all the time. You don't have to prepare your bayans, etc. Uski minbar par taqreer bekayf hai. But if that is not the case, you'll make your taqreer. It will be such, like somebody said, in some maulana's bayans, you have to sit with a dictionary. Such jawbreakers they use, etc. Like that, academically, the bayan will be of what level? But no effect on the hearts. And today, really, that is the shortage in the world. Previously, there were few ulama, but they were ulama of Rabbaniyin, ulama whose islah was made. So they made the islah of the people. And people's lives changed. Today, so many ulama, but the ulama's own lives are also not correct stuff. So how can the people change? So if it is said perhaps that in the previous days, how many ulama there were? Today there are so many, Darul Ulooms there are? There weren't previously so many ulama. So few ulama. Today so many Darul Ulooms. But no change in the people. We're going from bad to worse all the time. If the ulama, if they have got that in them, their lives will be such, people's lives will change. Previously it was that when an alim graduated, then his worry was to open a khanqa. And there were big, big khanqas, famous big, big khanqas. Today, alim who wants to stay in deen, if his worry is to open a darul ulum, we also open a madrasa, we open a darul ulum. But to open a khanqa, even ulama don't think of that. And the main thing is the islah of the people. Today it is our kamal and perfection, that I'm progressing in my kitabs, I'm teaching higher kitabs. When will I reach Bukhari Sharif? When will I reach Muslim Sharif? When will I teach those kitabs, etc.? But the previous days was the concern was the islah of the people. And people should open their khanqas in order to make the islah of the people. And that will be when our own islah is made first. Dard-e-dil khaak mein jiske shamil nahi. That person in whose material of his body, there isn't the love of Allah. How in his bayans, they will be very academic, people will praise it, but no change will come in the lives of the people. Jiska dil, ehle dil par nahi hai fida. And this is also that you can see that that person whose heart is not sacrificed on the heart, on the ehle dil par, the people who have got heart, the lovers of Allah, a person who doesn't incline, and he doesn't become a slave, he doesn't become a khadim of the lovers of Allah, he doesn't even think of them. How many of them? We have our share, but how much do we even think of our share? How much do we think of relating to our share also? No contact whatsoever. So a person who has got the love, well, automatically, in anything, your cell phone you love, then you'll make contact, you'll be asking people how to do this, how to do that, how to get the, all the time, the maximum benefit from it. Your computer, what things can I do? You'll contact people in whichever field you are. So if a person has the love of Allah, he will be in touch with people of the who are the lovers of Allah. And a person who wants to go in the sphere, he becomes bay'at. And with who does he become bay'at? What his heart tells him, this is the lover of Allah. And then if that persists in us, then we'll keep this contact also. Otherwise it will be a cold, dry relationship. Because we don't have that love of Allah, we are not interested in that, we won't go in that field. For any small thing we are making, how many phone calls, everything we are worried. So in this we'll have contact also accordingly. Jiska dil, ehle dil par nahi hai fida. And that person whose heart is not given on the heart of those people who have got hearts, that is the lovers of Allah. Uske seene mein dil hai, magar dil nahi. He's got a heart in his heart, but he's got no heart. He's got a physical heart, biological heart, but love, which is the markaz and the center of love, he hasn't got that. The one heart is our biological heart, and also from there we can understand, if our biological, physical heart, little bit we have some pain, that we might get a heart attack, some chest pains we are getting, our short breath we are becoming, we won't delay in going to doctor. We will take our treatment immediately. But in our heart, we don't find the love of deen, the love of namaz, the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And we never think of any treatment. We never think even that I'm sick. But the other love, if there's just our physical heart, something wrong, immediately, whether we have money, we don't have money, we make a point, we have to go for treatment, etc. We have to start exercising, we have to watch our diet, we are concerned about it. But I don't find the love of Allah. I don't find a love in my namaz, in my zikr, in my du'as. No worry, just carrying on with life, it means nothing to us. Because we haven't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sare alam mein akhtar ki hai ye sada. Hazrat says, in the whole world I have gone, and this is my call and my cry in the whole world. Wo kameena hai jo unka sa'il nahi. That person is a base person, is a low person who is not a beggar of Allah. Let's ask ourselves, how much do we beg Allah Ta'ala? Our du'as after namaz, is that just customary? And every occasion, and the greatest way to beg of Allah is to read the Masnoon du'as, the morning, evening du'as. That for everything you realize that you're a beggar of Allah Ta'ala. You wear new clothes, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayrihi wa khayra ma fihi. Oh Allah, grant me the goodness of it and the goodness what you have put in it, etc. In everything, you're leaving house, bismillah, tawakkal, trusting in Allah Ta'ala. You start your car, alhamdulillah, alladhi sakhara lana hadha, wa ma kunna lahu muqrineen. You put this big, big car. How many horsepower cars were mentioned? The engine, the power was measured by horsepower. Horse, what a big thing. If it's 10 horsepower, like 10 horses, Allah is put under your control. So, oh Allah, now let it be properly under my control. Everything of Allah Ta'ala. So, if from morning to night, a person, when he realizes, inshallah, will never be out of his vocabulary. Because nothing can happen. In fact, the people will get angry. How much are you saying, inshallah? But he can't help it. Nothing can happen. Any smallest thing, mashallah. It's only by Allah's favor. But today, whatever, before eating, no bismillah also. After eating, no alhamdulillah also. We drive our cars, we sit very worried of seat belts, and we are busy on the cell phone, but no dua. So no connection with Allah. So that connection will come when we have the trust and connection, and when we realize Allah is the doer. At the moment, and on this also, we should consider very, very deeply our state of iman. For example, anywhere where we buy something, we have to get change. Just now we were going somewhere, so at the tolls, we had to pay. So to get a note in return, whatever the amount was, so the person gave some coins also. So the change will be a 10 rand note. But that person, for whatever reason, gave that coin back again, and now he's making change, the balance. So the person who gave the money on the passenger seat, he started becoming agitated, angry, that he's giving us less change, because we're supposed to get the note back, the 10 rand, 20 rand note, according to the adjustment of the change. So we are so worried about that. But did we ever consider our iman? somebody is owing you money, and they met you somewhere, they give you an envelope, and that money, whatever, 500, 5,000 rand, whatever it might be, yes, that money I was owing you. Your first worry, as soon as you get a chance, to count it. Is it right or not? So our iman, did we ever check, is my iman right? My title of iman is there, but is my iman right? Is it going to be accepted in the qadr? Is it going to be rejected? If we don't check it, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Check yourselves out before you are checked out. Hey, everything else we check properly. But our iman, do we ever reflect, is my iman in order? Hey, in the qabr, if I'm going to ask, we all know the question, مَا رَبُّكَ? Who is your Rabb? Will I be able to answer, and what does Rabb mean? Who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer? Understand, sustainer, who looks after everything. Our controller. How much don't we think I'm in control? Today we'll go majlis? No, inshallah. Because it's in our control. The car is there, petrol is filled, everything is in order. But if we have trust in Allah, inshallah. If Allah wishes. Otherwise, million and one things could happen. Eh? Whatever else it is, everything what we do. Eh? So how much of trust on Allah Ta'ala which you're supposed to have. So, and in the qabr, we are going to be asked of this. This iman of us, at what level is it? Or is it just, and also sometimes, we also bluff ourselves just by talking, and by thinking, but the reality of it to really concern, is that really there? And a person who has been blessed with that, will always be worried. I don't know if my iman is correct. And whenever, like a person is concerned, he's traveling, and even checking in, he's worried. There mustn't be a problem. I hope everything is in order. It's an e-ticket, but if it's not on the computer, it's a problem. Or there is anything that can be wrong. Then anywhere else, you are going now through security, they can take out a problem there. No, you can't travel for this reason, that reason. Immigration, your passport, anything. Today with the passport, they just swipe your passport. And if they have blacklisted you, that whole screen goes red. And then finish, all the officers will come. They'll take you for interrogation, etc. So how do you know what is your condition? Who went, if in the qabr, we were blacklisted. And when we go there, no, you are blacklisted. What will happen to that? His whole life is black after that. But are we worried about that? Yes, small things we are worried. You can buy something, then your credit card, no, the machine not accepting your credit card. Or your money, one fraud note came out there. You can explain a million times, it's a fraud note, it's a fraud note. They're not going to accept it. So if our iman came out fraud, if our amal came out fraud, we thought we were making namaz whole life, but there it was fraud namazes. Whatever reason, your niyat was not correct. Your istinja was not correct. Do we ever have this worry? For dunya's things, we are very particular. Anything we buy, we make sure it's the right thing. You take delivery of goods, you immediately, you'll tell your workers yourself, count the things, has it come right in the correct amount? Has the goods been delivered? And then you check also what sample they showed us and what they are supplying us with. Is it the same thing or are they supplying us? How many fights take place? Immediately you phone, you told us you're going to give us this discount. You told us you are supplying this goods, but you have supplied this. But our amal, who of us are worried? That is the concern that we should have. That in our qadr, and yeah, we can still fight, we can make a court case, we can get things rectified. It was genuinely a mistake, get it corrected again. But once in the qadr, and there we find that we are not right, how are we going to correct it? Where are we going to come back to correct it? That must be the biggest fikr that we should have all the time. But ask ourselves, have we got any fikr of that? And this is for those who are in deen. Those who are far from deen, that is a different story. But those who are in deen, how many of us have got fikr? Just carry on with our iman, our amal, our namazes. For example, that in namaz, how many of us, majority, especially our students, yeah, we are mostly with the students, all the time playing piano with their toes. Toes are moving up and down. And a person sometimes stands also like he's standing on a street corner, in a cafe, in namaz he's standing, like in an arrogant style, etc. And then think for ourselves, look at the person in front, not to find fault with them, But see how many people heels are on the surf. And immediately think, are my heels on the surf or not? Am I standing? Most of the people we'll see in front of us, very few are not concerned. Whereas, صَفُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ فَإِنَّكَ سُوِيَكَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. But no worry about it. That make yourself straight, that is part of perfection of namaz. If you want your namaz to be perfect, the saf must be straight. But nothing. How many of us, no problem with our joints, we are still young people, I'm talking of students especially, but we don't sit the sunnat way in a tahiyya, with the one leg up, the other leg spread. Many of us, just anyhow, we are just sitting. We're not worried of sunnat, and every sunnat is so important. There's a sunnat in our sitting position. There's sunnat when making attahiyyat, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. There is a definite pattern. Most of us are doing it wrongly, not even concerned about it. And the sad part is, even if it is spoken about, it just like passes over. We don't take any notice. Like now we are talking of this, how many of us will get this concern? I must fix up my namaz, my wuzu. No, it's just a passing show. It doesn't affect us, it's just for hearing. But it isn't for making amal. So that is to have this. And in the qabr, all this is going to be asked. Our namaz is going to be checked. Our rozas, it mustn't happen that we come in the qabr. I kept rozas for 50 years, but not one roza is recorded there. That I was just staying hungry. I didn't keep roza. My eyes were not under control. My tongue was not under control. It comes in the hadith that was just staying hungry. That wasn't a roza. Our namazes, how many of us, I was making namaz for 50 years all my life. I was so particular of jamaat, but no quality of namaz. Some namazes are taken and thrown back to the person like a dirty rag. Some namazes you get 10%. How many namazes we getting 50%, we getting 100%. How many, what namazes are being recorded. I'm so happy I made so many hafiz in my life. I made so many alims, but how many are recorded in the qabr? When our Shaykh Damat Barakatum asked our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I heard you have made many Hafizas. Hafizat immediately replied and said, that we'll know in the Qabr. Okay? Just the outward thing is you're making a big turnover. But what is in your bank balance? What is staying over by you? You're making big turnover, but your payments are bigger than your turnover. What's the use of it? That you are happy. Your markup is not big enough to cover your overheads. So you are making a big turnover, but you are paying out so much, nothing is left for you. Or there is somebody stealing in your business, whichever way. You are making profits also, that said money is going away, but at the end you haven't got any money by you. So what is the use? So just to see our outward condition, that I'm making so much effort, so much ibadah at all this, but what is by me? And Allah shows us in this world, that if that is there, then our inner condition will improve. Our connection with Allah, we will feel that connection. Our namazes will start improving. Our desire for deen, our hatred for guna will start coming. Otherwise, if a person is looking at a woman, or a person, la'anallahu an-nazir wal manzur ilay. Allah's curses are on the person who looks at somebody that he should not be looking at, or presents himself to be looked at by somebody who shouldn't be looking at him. You might be coming on TV doing a deeni program, and you might be happy I'm serving deen, but you have presented yourself for how many women to look at you, which you are aware of that so many women will be looking at me. So in fact, according to the hadith, Allah's curses are on you, and you are happy that I'm making deen's khidmat. So a person on whom Allah's curses, that is the adab of Jahannam, is on a person. And a person is smiling and happy about it. That's not a mad person. It's not a stupid person. The only explanation is he hasn't got iman. That's why he can't feel that. Which comes in the hadith. That a munafiq, when he commits a guna, it's like a fly was sitting on him. And he made the fly fly away. A mu'min, small as guna, like the mountain came down on him. How many of us feel like that about our gunas? Whichever gunas that we have made, we feel guilty. Sometimes we miss jamaat with namaz with jamaat. Who of us feel guilty? Our takbir-e-ula we miss. The namaz we made, I didn't have concentration. Who feels guilty and bad and tries and remedy it? So that's all a state of iman. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. In this Kitab of the Sunnahs, six feeds of Sahaba in modern science, six famous foods which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to consume, which we will call staple diet, and what does modern science have to say of that? Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ke che khas khuraak bhi thi, jo mandarje zail hai. He said that the Sahaba had six staple foods, and which are these. The first, oont ka gosht, the meat of camels. Ye gosht ki is qisam mein se hai, jis mein charbele maadde kam hote hai. A camel meat is such that it has the least, like grain, all grain, it has got no cholesterol. No, it's not, there's no fat on it. So that the camel meat has got the least, amongst those animals that have got the least fat on it, no cholesterol in it. Jiski wajah se khun mein cholesterol aur lecithin nahi banti hai. Because of which no cholesterol comes in the body, and lecithin, which is a famous thing everywhere it comes, that doesn't, it's not formed in the body. Aur istemal se jism nahi phulta. And because of which, if you eat camel meat, your body doesn't blow up. The body that blows up is not necessarily of excessive eating, but various other things, foods, etc. Camel meat does not allow this. Balki jism samarit aur taqati bahal rehti hai. But the body remains the shape also right, and you have enough strength in your body, energy also in your body. So that was one thing which was common with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Today we are almost totally deprived of it. If we go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, you make a little effort, you can get camel meat. At least at that time we should try and eat camel meat. Untni ka dood, then the milk of the camel. That was also one common staple diet of this, and they preferred camel milk more. Jigar ke tamam amraz ke liye mufeed tar hai. For the jigar, liver. It is liver is very important, the function of the liver. If the liver doesn't function properly, like these vital organs, it causes lot of sickness in a body. So this camel, the milk of camel is very good for the liver of a person, and a person gets safe of many of these illnesses. Istemal karne wala kabhi yarkan mein muftala nahi ho sakta. A person who drinks camel meat will never get jaundice. Uske peene wale ke khoon mein charbele maadde nahi ban sakte. A person who drinks camel milk, then cholesterol will not form in his blood. Ghiza ko behtar tariqe se hazam karta hai, and it makes the food to be digested in the best way. Jism ko motape ke khatre se qawi aman deta hai, and becoming fat in your body, it gives a great guarantee that you won't become fat. And today camel milk is also not so easily, but if you make a little effort, when you are especially in Medina Sharif, and there are many South Africans and they know the way to get it, you can get fresh camel milk and camel meat also. So when we are there, at least we should try and use this. Jau ki roti, the roti made of barley. Uska tazkira jau ya talbina ke zaman mein guzar chuka. This has been discussed already. Khajur. Uska tazkira bhi isi kitab mein maujood hai. Khajur is also very good. Not to eat it only now and then when visitors come, when we present it to visitors, but to use it commonly, daily, try and have khajur. Depending also on a person or his health condition, eat 1, 3, 7 khajurs a day. Try and have that instead of other things. Khajur is very, very good. The king of all fruit is khajur. And the king of khajur is ajwa. And if you get rutab ajwas, then what to say about that? So we should try and have khajur also very commonly. We'll do the others later, inshallah. So try and have these things in our, as much as we can, as much as it's possible. And if we can't get camel milk, then the next best option is goat milk. Though it's also, it is available, it is obtainable, but also with difficulty. But we should try and have goat milk then. Otherwise, and we should be very conscious what we are eating. A company was caught in India, and these people were making milk out of shampoo. Shampoo and some other chemicals, and they produce like genuine, it is like milk. China is producing eggs now of made in the laboratory, no more by the fowl. Okay? So what we are eating, many places we go, that this meat, house apples meat, it is halal, certified halal. No more it's halal meat, it's certified halal. And that is enough for many people, that just any company, anyone can just put halal, it's enough for us. Hey, one person was traveling in the OFS, the Free State, and he came to, he saw a shop there that halal was written. So he went and bought, and then he just asked that white man who was there, what halal here? What is halal? So he said, I don't know what is halal, but I saw since I put the halal board, my sales have soared, like a taweez. Whatever he's selling, but so gullible Muslims are, anyone just says halal, it's enough. But is it, there are so many doubts which are so clear, but those doubts mean nothing, just that it's written halal, that any company, this company, that company, halal certified, it's enough for us that it's halal. But to the contrary, there are so many doubts, but they don't mean anything. Whereas for a brand name, a person, if you have a doubt that this is not genuine, that brand name, you'll do what and what for it. For anything else, a recipe, a woman will phone, will find out what the quantities are, what the how to make it, the procedure. So we are worried. But for halal, we're not worried anything. Just it's certified halal. Finish. This company has certified it halal. That is enough for us. And we are not worried what we are consuming. In that case, where are we going to be worried about qabr, akhirat? What iman is left in a person? When our food is of this nature, etc., where we will have concern, then you'll be more concerned about dunya's things. When today, pork was certified halal. And when today, just now, lately, though it's not related to us as Muslims, but horse meat was being sold as or other meat, mutton, etc. Though for us, that's not a problem if it's halal. Horse meat is halal for Muslims. If it's not, but they, what and what is not happening in the food industry. In Australia, they found that with all the junk meat pieces, they use meat glue to join it again, and they make a wonderful piece of steak, etc. Now it's packed so nicely. In Europe, it has been banned now. All this junk meat with glue, is that it is pasted together and made into a nice piece. In Australia, this article that came, it wasn't still banned there. What and what? Fowls that are deboned. Now they are sold as fillets, all that meat, etc. That bone is not thrown away. That bone is crushed and polony is made with that. With all that, what we call the chichara, the fat and all the waste. A businessman, he doesn't allow anything to go for waste. All that, now just some coloring and flavoring. And what release, good people, what release, enjoying that polony, enjoying that wars, enjoying all those things. So we are not concerned. When that is the case of our intake of food, our outgoing, our fikr, where we'll have fikr, with that you want a fikr for qabr, for akhirah, dunya's fikr all the time. That how may I can live it up in dunya, enjoy in dunya, when the taste, just the tip of the tongue is so important to us. And if anyone just have to make an indication that what you are eating may be a bit doubtful, you become angry. Because the taste is more important to us. That it can be haram also, it doesn't matter. But the taste must be delicious. That is our bigger concern. May Allah have mercy upon us and really become awake before we'll be woken up in the qabr. An-nasu niyam, people are sleeping. وَإِذَا مَاتُوا إِنْتَبَهُ. And when they die, they wake up. And when you wake up and you find out that no, things were, there is no second chance there. Allah is giving us millions of chances now. And we don't want to use them. After that, there will be no second chance. And that must be really our concern. In our wazifas, which Hazrat Ahmed Barakatum has taught us, and really so precious wazifas. The third one, قَدْ أَخْرَجَ أَبُو دَعُودَ عَنْ أَبِي دَرْدَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ مَوْقُوفًا وَإِبْنُ السُّنِّ عَنْهُ قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال حين يصبح وحين يمسي حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. A person will read this in the morning and evening. That's the last part of the last ayat of Surah Tawbah in 11th Supara. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. 7 times. We also ask ourselves sincerely, how long are we connected with the Khanqa? Hazrat came so many times. For so many of us, Hazrat came to our towns. Hazrat came to our houses. How many times? And this is one main feature of Hazrat's teaching. These wazifas of the morning and evening. Now Maghrib time, ask ourselves, did I read it? Today did I read it? And how many? I'm bad for 10 years. I'm bad for 15 years. Is it in my ma'mool or not? This also I see commonly with our friends. When we are traveling, like after Fajr, we are moving, going to the house after Maghrib. All other discussions that take place. You don't find anywhere somebody. One place we were to stay over, and next door our satis, I was in the one room, and I could just hear them talking one way. So afterwards I asked them, read all your... Of course, we finished all. Our Yasin, we read everything. But all I heard and was being disturbed with was the talking all the time. The talking wasn't coming to an end. Some people have got the kamal, they can do two things at one time. They be talking also, and in their heart they busy reading also. But the heart reading is that also. This is also another very important thing. In India, the ulama are putting lot of highlighting this. How many people, their namazes, lips are tight-lipped, whole namaz. No movement of the lips, no movement of the tongue. That namaz is not made. There is no tilawat. Tilawat means that the tongue must move, the lips must move. At least you must be able to hear. That is called tilawat. And tilawat is one of the 7 faras of namaz. If you don't read the required amount, and what is required, Surah Fatiha, and a small surah, 2-3 ayats also. And we are not reading, the lips are tight-lipped, tongue is not moving, you are reading in your mind, then that namaz is not made. And whole life you are making namazes like that. You will go in the qabr, no namazes. You will wonder where that all those namazes went. This is what is called islah. And this islahi jalsa is for that concern, that fikr to come into a person. Carry on with all what we are doing, but correct yourself, have that fikr. Don't be fooled with this. We are drinking juice our whole life. Pomegranate, we are paying lot money for pomegranate, very good for the heart. But when you found out it was just colored water with synthetic essence. Flavor, colored water. You were drinking no pomegranate juice. You were just, all your money and everything was just going. Apple juice I thought I was drinking. And the advertisement, 100%, but they write that separate. Then after the day, they advertise also in such a way that you can't catch them out. Other things we are so intelligent, but these things we can't make out. How they fool us in their writing on the, read the boxes again properly. And read what is written there. So let us not be fooled with all these things. So to read this 7 times, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. What is the reward of it? كفاه الله تعالى. Allah will protect that person. ما أهمه. Whatever hum he has got worry. من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. Whether it is a matter of dunya or whether it is a matter of آخرة. راوي كحال أبو دردا أنصاري رضي الله عنه خزرجي ہے. حضرت أبو دردا, who is the narrator, he is an Ansari Sahaba from the clan of the Khazraj clan. وَاشْتَهَرَ بِكُنِيَتِهِ, and he has become famous by his nickname. اپنی کنیت سے مشہور ہوئے. Darda, ان کی بیٹی کا نام ہے. Darda was his daughter's name. Abu Darda, the father of Darda. كَانَ فَقِيهًا عَالِمًا حَكِيمًا. He was a great faqih. He was a great alim. Faqih, a person who understands the knowledge. تَفَقُّهُ فِي الْعِلْمِ. And alim, he was alim, hakim, he was a great Sufi, great Allah wala, who was concerned of his inner condition. Second is Sham, wa mata bi Dimish. He lived in Syria and he passed away in Damascus. Tarjuma, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu si riwayat hai, کہ فرمایا جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہ جو شخص صبح اور شام سات مرتبہ حسبی اللہ لا الہ الا ہو علیہ توکلت وہو رب العرش العظیم پر لے, a person who has read it 7 times in the morning and evening, تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے دنیا اور آخرت کے ہر غم کے لیے کافی ہو جائیں گے. اللہ will suffice for every worry of his, whether it is of dunya or of akhirah. Who hasn't got worries? Allah will take care of your worries. According to the World Health Organization, the greatest disease illness in Western countries, first world countries, industrialized countries, is depression. And this is the solution to it. If we read it, and with the explanation which Hazrat gives further, we will see that it is a real solution for all our worries, depression, stress, anxiety, tension, which whoever, little children today, tension, stress. And whoever you think of, everyone, stress, tension, anxiety, depression, the deen has given us the solution. But and not to ask about and talk about anyone else, we are in the Khanka circles, and we are reading it, and we are saying it others to read, but are we reading every day ourselves or not? Hey, we miss it out so simply and so easily, that you take a tablet once in a month. One doctor got very angry with me. He asked me, "This certain for this, are you taking your tablet?" I told him, "I take it once a week." He got so angry. He says, what's it going to help you take it once a week? But whatever that is, but these tablets are more important. Our dini tablets, when we're sitting to drive, seat belts are important to us. This contact, that contact, cell phone all the time, that is important. But duas, no duas. This is the main contact that we're supposed to have. In this kitab are the malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali. نقل کرتا ہوں حضرت اور شیخ دامت برکاتہم سے, I'm quoting those ملفوظات جس سے ہر گناہ سے بچنا آسان ہے, by which to save ourselves from every sin will become easy, اور خاص کر بد نگاہی کے گناہ سے, and particularly which people think is today impossible, that looking at other women etc. you can't save yourself, people think it's impossible. That wherever you look, billboards, woman this side, that side, everywhere, any office you go, you walk on the street, you're driving, the drivers of the cars, etc., all, how much you're going to save yourself? Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, where there is this abundance of this woman everywhere, there is abundance of the certificate of halawate iman. Allah has spread out everywhere the sweetness of iman. That is there. Where if there were no woman to look at, then you shouldn't look, so that you won't get your certificate of sweetness of iman. When there are so many, the more there are, the more you're saving yourself, the more you're getting certificates of halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. So it's just a matter of taking that little courage and not looking, and then you'll get sweetness of iman. And once that sweetness will come and you keep firm and don't look, it grows and grows. Then we see the sweetness of ibadat, the sweetness of deen, the enjoyment of deen. And if that is not the case, then you won't have enjoyment in your ibadat, in or your duas, etc. فرمایا کہ شیطان کے گمراہ کرنے کے لیے دوسرا شیطان نہیں آیا تھا. To make شیطان go astray, another شیطان didn't come. There's only one شیطان. Who made him go astray? What made him astray? بلکہ یہی نفس تھا جس نے اس کو ابلیس بنا دیا. But it is this nafs which every one of us has got, which made shaitan into iblis. If we don't use the word shaitan there, he was Azazil, great buzurg. Hey, like we will get shocked there. In fact, at that time, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam got so shocked that Azazil, he turned out to be disobedient to Allah, and Allah has thrown him out of his court. He was such a great buzurg that there isn't a span of ground on the earth where he didn't make sajda. He was such a great alim that every Nabi's shariat, his commandments, and what we'll say the fine print, the juziyat, he had full knowledge of that also. He was such a great arif, he knew Allah's temperament and Allah's mizaj also, that exactly at the time when Allah was so angry and threw him out of his court, he knew Allah's anger doesn't overpower Allah. Allah is under control of everything. And at that time he made dua, Ya Allah, give me life till Qiyamah. What a dua. And Allah granted his dua also. So all that he knew, one sajda he didn't make. Allah threw him. So Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam went into a state of shock. That such a great buzurg, such a great alim. Today we will get shocked with such a great buzurg alim. And this happened. So they didn't know what their future will be. Perhaps in our future also something like this. So Allah said, yes, have this fear all that time. Who of us got fear that how my mort will come? We got guaranteed iman. We can break all the laws of Allah. We can make jokes about iman and talk anything. But our mort is guaranteed on iman. We got no concern, no worry. So really, this is what a person is. So our nafs is with us. And nafs doesn't die. Till the time of death, nafs doesn't die. You can get great, good control. But complete control of nafs also is not possible. Nafs is there, and a person who is concerned about his nafs, nafs is our enemy. Allah has said that. Shaitan is aduwwu mubin. Nafs is ammara bisu. He's telling you all the time to do evil. But for example, today one day has passed. Who of us thought that this enemy is behind me? Nafs is inside enemy. Shaitan is behind me. And they always want to lead me astray. They want to rob me of whatever I've gained. They want to lead me astray continuously. If we just have to know, somebody has to tell you that somebody I think is going to make jadu on you. How you particular. That food from that house you don't want to eat. You don't want to walk past that house. That this person might be making jadu. But shaykh, which Allah has declared as your enemy, all the time your enemy. We're not even worried about it. It doesn't come to our thought also. So nafs is with us. And so a person has to be concerned about that. Varna uska naam azazir tha. Bas nafs ka maghloob karna, kuffar ke maghloob karne se aham hai. To overpower your nafs, to control your nafs, is more important than overpowering the kuffar. Today we are worried that we must fight the kuffar, we must overpower them. But who worries of our nafs? Mufti Taqi Usmani said that people, especially in Pakistan, slogans they are chanting and shouting, bring Islamic Sharia, bring Islamic law, we need Islamic law. He says, your body, you are one country, and you are the prime minister, president of this country, and without election, and lifelong, not 4 years, 5 years president, lifelong you are the president, and no opposition also. So you bring Islamic law in your eyes, you bring Islamic law in your tongue, you bring Islamic law in your hands, in your thoughts, in your action, and Islam will come in the whole world. But that we do. So your nafs, to overpower nafs, that is the most important thing. But our mind doesn't go in this direction. So it is isi waste mujahida nafs ko jihad akbar kaha gaya hai. For this reason, fighting the nafs is called the big jihad. We are worried of the jihad on the battlefield, but fighting the nafs. And the hadith comes that a person who never ever thought to make jihad, he dies as a munafiq. It is that jihad on the battlefield also, and the jihad of your nafs also, that I must fight my nafs. A person, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, the other sahaba were praising him, what great amal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked, did he ever give up something which he liked, permissible thing even? Said, no, never. Did he ever think of mort? No. Then it's not of that level which you people are talking. To think of mort, and to fight our nafs, to do something against our nafs, that is a great jihad. But we never even think of this. We are slaves of our nafs, so much slaves that our nafs does not even allow us to think that I must do something against my nafs. We are so controlled with the TV, we are controlling us, with the secular education, school education, how it's controlling us, fashion, how it's controlling us. It dictates our lives. Sports, how it's controlling us. Good people. But sports, no. We have to discuss scores, etc. Who's winning, who's losing, what's happening. Those are all important things. So we are slaves, 100% slaves of our nafs. Where are we going to think of saying one word against our nafs? We are fully under the dictates of our nafs. May Allah help us and guide us, inshallah. Inshallah, all will be coming for the Islahi Jalsa. Try and bring as many people as possible also. Inshallah, that will be a great asset. If one person comes and he gets hidayat, that sawab will come in our share also. So try and make effort, inshallah. Ayin Allah Ahmad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والله the فضل and كرم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى بركة دعاء توجه وحضر الله وبركاتهم that we can regard servants are taking the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
یا رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یا رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس چاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.